This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is David Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our taglines, we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to increase your returns and reduce your risks. So thanks for tuning in. Let me give you some contact information. I'm recording this on Thursday, October 29th. Of course, you're listening to it on October 31st. And then, of course, the big election's coming up every year and every 2 years and every 4 years. Everybody says this is the most important election. But I believe in my lifetime, it's not a cliche, but it is. We're going to talk about that much more. What's going on with the economy? Today, they had a record over 33% GDP. The market's moving up a little bit, but it got crushed the last 3 days. So where are we going? Who's going to get elected? So stay tuned. We're going to talk about taxes and lots of things. So let me give you some contact information. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. So if you want to set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute phone call or come in for a complimentary consultation, call this toll-free number Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. The toll-free number again is 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, Pennsylvania, in a development called Linden Point. We've been serving pre-retirees and retirees mainly between my daughter and myself for over 70 years. That's 70. Now, we do work from... We've got some folks that are in their 20s or 30s, but usually those are referrals. But we specialize in the estate, retirement, and tax arena. Or you can email me at david@leavealegacy.com, david@leavealegacy.com. So you're from Eastern Ohio. We've got people that drive all the way from Ashtabula all the way down to Aliquippa, and then we have clients that have moved away that are in the state of Washington. It's hard to believe they're conservatives in the state of Washington, but these folks are. They were the kids of clients I had in Ohio. We got people in Florida, Texas. We got them in a variety of different states. So what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategies? Well, we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness, both on a Medicaid spend down and pre-crisis and crisis basis. So it's better to do the planning in advance. And boy, we've got some powerful strategies. Most people, first of all, hope that ever happens, but 75%, at least according to the government, that when you reach age 65 or older, you'll need some type of convalescent care. So I ask people, where would you, if you had to have some care, where would you want to have it? A nursing home, assisted living, or at home? And I think 100% of people, at least of sound mind, will say where? At home. What do you have to pay for that? It's going to be out of pocket. What strategies do you have? We've got some powerful strategies, folks. There's very minimal costs that you can buy in-home costs, or you can buy these accelerated death benefits. Death benefits? What's that have to do with long-term care? No, they can be used for living benefits. And if you don't use it, guess what? It builds up a cash estate, and or you can leave it to your heirs. You've got a lot of flexibility instead of buying traditional long-term care insurance. But that's the one thing, if you haven't planned for, folks, could really wipe you out. So if you want to learn more about it or get some information, Car toll-free number again at 800-264-4963. My daughter, she's now back in the office at least a couple days a week. She was a director of a nursing home down in Fayetteville, North Carolina, over 20 years. She was director of admissions of nursing home down in Fayetteville. She also worked for the Mercer County Area on Aging as a social worker. She worked for the Social Security Office. She's a certified estate planner. I'm a master certified estate planner. Also, if you're a veteran, there's a program called Veterans Aid and Attendance Program. They can provide for in-home care, assisted living care, and nursing home care. I haven't talked about that program for quite a while. You want to work with special type of attorneys when you're doing this planning. And we belong to the Mahoney and Shenango Valley Estate Planning Council, my daughter and myself. So if you're from Ohio, we have people in Ohio, attorneys that specialize in that arena. If you're from Pennsylvania, we have attorneys that specialize in that area. But it's better to do the planning in advance. I'm not saying if you're in a nursing home about to go in, you can't do anything. We can. Now, I might not be able to protect all of it, but we can protect a good portion of it. Also, we do tax planning. You know, from the smallest account to business people. I have an organization I belong to that I'm joined. Actually, I belonged to several of them before, but now as a specialized. So if you're a business one, you're going to hear more about that. And we're going to be marketing to a lot of business people, especially, I'm praying this doesn't happen. I don't believe it's going to happen. But tax planning is very vital. I don't care if you're just a mom-pop store or if you're a retiree. If you're paying taxes, we do tax preparation and tax planning. In fact, we even have a few returns that are past the deadline. Now, these are people that are getting refunds. So if you want to learn more, this is the time to do the tax planning. If you want to learn more about it, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So tax planning, tax preparation, protect assets from catastrophic illness, and Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis and crisis basis. And what else do we do? Again, we deal with LLR attorneys. So if you want to avoid probate, you want to avoid the inheritance tax Pennsylvania has. Now, Ohio doesn't have it. You want to call us. We have strategies in place, powerful strategies. So again, we show you how to avoid probate. In fact, you can go to our website, leaveaLegacy.com, L-E-A-V-E, the letter A, legacy.com, and you can see some on-demand seminars. One's on Social Security. One is how to avoid probate. One is, are you ready for retirement? How to have a tax-free retirement? By the way, speaking of that, I was talking to a gentleman here just recently, and I hope there's people on the listening list get it, but he did not get it. When you have an IRA or 401k, 403b, anywhere you got tax deductions, you get statements that has your name on it. This gentleman believed because it had his name on it, he owns the entire account. Well, he does own it, but guess what? There's a lien on it. So I use the analogy to make it simple compared to a house. If you had $200,000 in this IRA or 401k, and you had a $50,000 mortgage, so you had a $200,000 house, $50,000 mortgage, and when you sold the house, you wouldn't get $200,000, you would get $150,000. You know what he said to me? That's apples and oranges. Well, it is apples and oranges, but it's a concept. So if you got $200,000, and this person's from Ohio, so obviously his IRA was taxable, you get federal and state, and he was in a tax bracket between the two, marginal 22% plus 3, so you're talking 25%. The same analogy. There's a lien on it. You got tax deduction. You can't escape that. He could not get that through his head whatsoever. Could not, because he was emotionally. But he was a Democrat. And by their genes, they're emotionally driven. But hopefully the majority of people that were talking to us do get it. So we have a go to our website, leaveaLegacy.com, on-demand seminars. We have a program that talks about how to have a tax-free retirement. And I don't just mean Roth. There's other strategies. So one's on women and wealth. One's on how to avoid probate. One is retirement readiness. One's on Social Security. One's on a paycheck for life. A guaranteed, predictable income. I think most people, unless you're extremely wealthy, besides Social Security, which is predictable, should have another asset, at least part of it, that guarantees a paycheck, no matter what happens to the economy, that you and your spouse have a predictable, no matter what happens to the economy, that you have a paycheck for life. And you can go on that website at leavealegacy.com, and it talks about guaranteed income. So when we come back, we're going to talk about forks in the road, fiscal stimulus, economic recovery, and the election. And then also we have a guide that you can get, medical expense, the guide to select overlooked medical deductions. Well, many people can't even itemize now, but for those who can, or if you're a business person, you definitely want to get a hold of this. Also, we have for you called the 2021 Updated Edition, and it's several pages long, Social Security Cheat Sheet. You want to get your hands on that. So if you do, give us a call, toll-free at 800-264-4963. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Let me give you some contact information if you'd like to set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute call, or you want to come in and have a complimentary consultation. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. It's 800-264-4963. If you're driving, just Google the word Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial, take it to an area on Google that says leavealegacy.com. Leave, like you're leaving the house, leavealegacy.com. We also have two other websites you may be interested in. One is innovationtaxservice.com, innovationtaxservice.com, and elitetaxreduction.com, elitetaxreduction.com. So the good news is today, Thursday, October 29th, GDP, the highest since 1950, 33.1%. Our president talked about it, the Atlanta board talked about that, and it was excellent. So we know that variables that affect stocks, but estimating how those variables might transition into weekly, monthly, or annual stock market performance is guesswork at best. Yes, even the best and brightest have trouble calling market tops. I have a fellow that says it's going to go to the Dow. The top is 29.4 on the Dow. Is he right? I don't know. I have other ones, and he says the market's going to spiral down. Then I have a couple other ones that agree with that. Then I have some other ones that says the market is going to continue. Then I have reports talks about of who gets elected. If the Democrats take a sweep, what happens? What happens if the Republicans take a sweep, what happens? What happens if the Republicans remain, our president remains the president, and they take the Senate, they lose the House? I have projections, predictions on that. No one really knows, but it's important, folks, to do the planning. Here's what we do. You can set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call to learn more about it or come in. But what we do, or we can do a virtual meeting. What we do is we gather the information. You ask us a lot of questions. We ask you questions. And that takes anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half, depending. If you do it virtual, it doesn't take as long as it does in person. But it depends on the person. Then if it's a good fit, then we invite you back. We give you a questionnaire sheet to take home that you fill out. And then we're going to do a retirement roadmap, which means what? We're going to find out your investable assets, rate of return projected out, inflation, if you have a pension or not a pension, Social Security, if you haven't taken it, then we have analysis that if you took it at 62, 65, 66, if you delayed it to 70, we've got lots of strategies. Data death, people like to know when they're going to die. You know, we base it on your heirs or your life expectancy or Social Security tables. Anyway, you put all this information in, you can play around with it. Are you going to have enough money? Are you going to have enough money with your plan, which most people don't have a plan, but the investments we have, that's the default plan, to last your lifetime? Do you know that for a fact? It's ready. This will show it to you. If not, then we have to start tweaking and see what you need to do. Your plan, not our plan. Then we also give you a risk tolerance to take home, a little more detailed one. Then the third meeting, we start making recommendations. And because we're fiduciaries, we give you the pros and cons. You name the investment or the savings, we probably have it. We like to describe investments or savings like traffic lights, yellow, green, and red money. Yellow, we always call that emergency money. We recommend 3 months to a year, depending on the person. That's checking account, money market, credit union, savings account. The positive, it's very liquid, relatively safe. The disadvantage is you'll make hardly any money, and any money you make, you'll pay taxes on it. Then red money, which we offer, we have a fiduciary, we're fiduciaries called Legacy Advisory Group. That's anything go up or down. That would be stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, gold, silver, variable annuities. And then green money is where your money is protected. You can't lose it due to market conditions. That would be long-term CDs. Of course, if you break a long-term CD, it's possible you could lose your principal, savings bond, fixed annuities, index annuities. They all have their pros and cons. But when we do their retirement roadmap, we're doing it based on where your money is at. And then if you're not going to have enough money, or if the outcome doesn't look as good, we start tweaking, and then we start making recommendations based on what you want, not what we want. And then we give you the pros and cons, and you say yay or nay. But for most people, they like to have Social Security. That's a money that's predictable. Then many people usually want some money that's like a paycheck for life. And then third money, we can talk about if you want in the red money or where you want it. Some people don't want any red money where it's in the risk. So that's how we work, folks. If you're interested, set up a complimentary call. Give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. The unemployment is still high, but guess what? It's coming down. It's under 8% now. That's the good news. Is there a chance we'll have a double-dip recession? Recession is what? When the GDP stays the same or declines for two consecutive quarters. That's a major role of goods and services. According to this one article, it says double-dip recession, probably not. If you follow the Conference Board leading economic index, up 0.7% in September, up 1.4% in August, up 2.0% in July, up 3.1% in June, up 3.1% in May, down 6.3% in April. And, of course, today, Thursday, March 30, GDP was up what? 33.1%. 33. Let me repeat that again. It's almost hard to believe. You know, after plunging an annual rate of 31.4% in Q2, Q3 GDP will be released on Thursday, they said. October 29th, expected to expand at a record pace. Well, they weren't kidding. The record pace is what? 33.1. So my point is, do you want to change something that was working so good? We had the lowest unemployment, record jobs, and so forth. If you just look at the economic indicators, I think most people will say, no, they don't want to change. They want to keep the same president. Then if you want to look, what I look at, the most important decision is values. President Donald J. Trump is the strongest pro-life president that we've ever had, bar none. Look at Israel, the capital. Look at the peace talks. Yes, I think he got snookered on the virus because he listened to the deep state. And the deep state, unfortunately, covers a mass departments of the government. The virus is going to be here with the rest of our life, just like the flu and so forth. That's more serious than the flu. And obviously, if you have some medical conditions that were serious, then probably you're not going to have a very good retirement. Or if you're not in retirement, it's not going to be play well for you. Myself, I won't take the vaccine. If you feel better, take it. I've never taken the flu vaccine. But we have to learn to live with it. There's more people going to die by shutting the economy than opening the economy. I've talked about that, and I went through the top 10 diseases, went through all that, and so forth. Dr. Fauci, I'll talk about my last segment. He's apparently a prognosticator. I probably should start sending my tithes and offerings to him. I'm being sarcastic. He made a prediction this past weekend that says that if 95% of the people wear masks, not 93, not 91, not 98, but 95%, if they wear masks, they'll save 130,000 lives. Not 127, not 135,000. So he's God now. I should probably send my tithes and offering to you. And then, of course, with all the deaths ranging close to 230,000, he said they were all, those deaths were all accurate. And sarcastic, like I've said in the past, the reason he knows they're accurate is because he did autopsies on them. Well, no, he didn't, folks. One person who dies that doesn't know the Lord is one too many, obviously. But you can't shut down the economy. Yes, you got to take some precautions, but you can't shut it down. So, election's coming up. We'll talk more about that on the last segment and maybe a little bit in the third segment. But we're going to, if you'd like to get this Social Security cheat sheet, and you haven't, even if you're still on Social Security, you might want to get it. It's 2021 updated edition Social Security cheat sheet. And I don't mean just one or two pages. It's got probably 10, 12 pages. So if you'd like to get that report, I can email it to you or mail it to you. Or if you'd like to get the guide to select overlooked medical deductions, it's a $79 value from the Bradford Tax Institute. We can send that, mail it to you, or email that to you. When we come back, we're going to talk about five IRA tax planning tips for quarter four 2020. So if you have an IRA, you might want to listen up. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show, David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the David Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. On this segment, we're going to be talking about five IRA tax planning tips for the fourth quarter 2020. And then we're talking about naming an estate as a beneficiary botched stretch IRA option for heirs. And can you even do that? And then on the last segment, we're going to talk politics, because guess what? Tuesday is D-Day, Demarcation Day, folks. This is a day, are we going to lose the country? Or are we going to keep the country? Are we heading towards Sodom and Gomorrah? Or are we going to have a revival? I'm going to give you my prognostication. I did it last week, and I'm going to give you an update on it. So let's talk about five IRA tax planning tips for Q4 2020. And you might want to set up a complimentary consultation in person or have a 5-minute, 10-minute, or 15-minute phone call. If you do, either in person or on the phone call, there's no charge for either one. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website, leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com, which has our contact information. And while you're at it, if you're interested, we have two books. I'm reaching down, getting them, called Pillars of Success, written by Jack Canfield, Sherry Marini, and David Gallen, and other business professionals from around the world. Hardback, we will pay the shipping. We'll autograph it for you. Lots of good information. Our topic is on taxes. And then there's a book that I've been talking about quite some time by Matt Zagula, Zagula, called Smart Retirement. Discover the strategic movement around retirement taxation. Again, these are hardback books. You can hear. If you'd like to get a copy of those, call us toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So let's talk about five IRA tax planning tips for Q4 2020. Well, 2020 is a non-RMD year. What do I mean by that? RMD stands for what? Requirement Minimum Distributions. Because of COVID, they waived it. And, of course, you know they've extended it now for those who didn't reach 7.5, because it used to be 7.5 by December 31st, 2019. You had to take distributions, or at least by April 1st of the following year, if you did that, you had to take out two. Now they've extended to 72, but this year, because of COVID, you had to have not done it, or if you did it, end of August was, you could change your mind. But if you already got it set up and already taken it, you can't go back on it. So generating retirement accounts who reached 7.5, like I said, by December 31st, 2019, must take requirement minimum distributions from the retirement accounts. And it used to be like 3.65%. Now it's 72. It goes up about a tenth every year, so it's about 3.8. So, for example, if you had $100,000 at 7.5, it was $3,650. If you didn't take that amount out, there's a 50% penalty, plus you had to pay the income taxes. So now it's approximately $3,800. So for some taxpayers, it's preferred if no RMD is taken out. Some need the money. So that amount remains in the accounts and continue to benefit from tax deferral. The good news for these individuals is the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, CARES, that's what it stands for, waive the RMDs. Number two, non-RMDs might be returned and excluded from 2020, which I mentioned earlier. If the 60-day deadline is missed, the account owner might be eligible for a waiver. So, for example, if the distributions qualifies to be a coronavirus-related distribution, for CRD, the 60-day deadline is extended to 3 years. Individuals who miss the 60-day deadline and do not qualify to treat distributions as CRD should talk to someone like myself who does taxes, who is knowledgeable in that arena. Rollovers are not permitted for beneficiary accounts. RMDs from beneficiary accounts may not be rolled over. An exception applies if the beneficiary is the surviving spouse of the retirement account owner, in which the amounts may be rolled over to the spouse's own non-beneficiary account. Rollovers for distributions from IRAs subject to limitation. An individual may perform an IRA to IRA rollover only once during a 12-month period. An IRA to IRA rollover occurs when an individual takes distributions. They take constructive receipt from an IRA and rolls over the amount. Of course, you can do transfers as many as you want. Number three, CRD deadline is December 30th. A qualified individual may take a CRD from a retirement account from January 1, 2020 up to December 30, 2020. CRDs are what? Subject to a limit of $100,000 per person. For CRD purposes, a qualified individual is defined as someone who themselves or spouse or household member has been diagnosed with COVID-19 by CDC approval tests or has experienced adverse financial consequences as a result of COVID-19. A qualified individual who takes a CRD may roll over the amount, we ready for this, within 3 years after receiving the amount. The income from a CRD that is not rolled over may be, the tax may be spread over 3 years. CRDs are not subject to the 10% penalty distribution that applies to distributions that occur when the account owner is under 59.5. I talked about that several months ago. Number four, Roth conversion deadline is what? December 31st. Number five, calendar year. SEPs, S-E-P-P, and 72T payments must be taken by December 31st. If you don't know what those are, give me a call and we can discuss it. Again, if you'd like to set up a complimentary phone consultation or in person, either 5, 10, 15 minutes on the phone, give us a call toll free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So let's talk about naming the state as beneficiary botched stretch IRA. I see this usually a lot of times in bank accounts. Why this happens, and I don't know for sure, I think when the banker asks, who do you want named as a beneficiary? If you're married, they'll say each other, but then when it comes to the contingent beneficiary, sometimes they'll say, oh, I'm not really sure, and the banker, rather than press the issue, just marks, well, we make it payable to the estate, and we can change it later, and that change later never happens. It could happen in some other circumstances, but that's where I happen to see it a lot. So naming an estate as a beneficial retirement account instead of persons can eliminate the chance for heirs to stretch distributions over the maximum period possible. You know, before, if you got Publication 590 and you want to read the custodian agreement, but in Publication 590, it's 122 pages, two parts to it, there was something called a death benefit before 70.5 and then after 70.5. Of course, now it's 72. And they talk about a lump sum. As IRA, you can take it out as rapidly as the IRA holder is. So it depends upon the custodian, whether it be a bank, a mutual fund company, a brokerage firm, or an insurance company, if they allow what we call the stretch. Now, if you read Publication 590, you won't see the word stretch in the publication. Just like when you read the Bible, you won't see the word Bible. But there's words that mean the same. So what a stretch meant, or multi-generation, upon death of both spouses, if you had a friendly custodian, and most of them are not, but if you had a friendly custodian, instead of being paid out in a lump sum or over 5 years or as rapidly as the IRA holder is, you're able to separate the accounts of each beneficiary, and based on their age, the heirs could take out minimum distributions based on their life expectancy. So if you had a child that was 50 when both of you died, and let's say their life expectancy was 85, they could stretch it out over 35 years. Now, they could take out more, but they weren't forced to. Well, under the CARES Act, that's been eliminated, and they must do it over 10 years. But if you name the estate, then it's going to be paid in a lump sum. So, but the opportunity could be lost if the IRA is inherited through an estate. Such is the case in the IRS private letter ruling, PLR 2020310007, where the surviving children of the IRA owner must use the less tax-efficient non-designated beneficiary distribution option. Because why? The estate, and not them, the children, is the named beneficiary of the IRA. So if you're not really sure how it's set up, you definitely want to give us a call. and run out of time. But if you like a lot of more information, this is very important, not to you, because you're dead. It's to your heirs. So if you have beneficiaries, I don't care if they're on bank accounts, I don't care if they're on IRAs or whatever they are, that's one of the areas we specialize in, your beneficiaries. Give us a call at Legacy Financial Strategies, toll free at 800-264-4963. It's 800-264-4963. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message, and we're going to talk a little politics on the last segment.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show, and my name is David Gallner. Again, if you'd like to set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute call or come in person and talk about what we're doing, complimentary consultation, give us a call. The toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or just Google the word Legacy Financial, Legacy Financial. It'll take you to an area on Google that said leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com has all our contact information. Well, I'm not a big believer in polls. I've told you why. The sampling is 500, 800. Some of you'll see 1,000, sometimes 1,200 out of, they estimate probably 150 million will vote. And most of these polls go into big cities. What time do they call? Who they call? Where they call? But I do like a couple polls. And this is interesting. The Rasmussen poll 2 weeks ago had Donald J. Trump down 13 points. Well, guess what? He's up by 1% nationally in the popular vote. Well, I made a prognostication last week that I believe he'll get 280 electoral votes. Who would that be? Donald J. Trump will be the next president. Newt Gingrich thinks he'll have over 300. However, I'm a little pessimistic. He's going to win. It won't be resolved election night because some states will be contested, probably North Carolina, Pennsylvania, maybe 4, 5, 6, 8 states, and they'll go to court. The Democrats, the demon rats, the rodents have already hired attorneys, so they're getting ready to fight in court. But in the end, the president will prevail and will be saved. But there'll be looting, there'll be rioting in the blue cities, obviously, where the demons roam loose. So that's my prognostication. Under the Trump administration, leads international rebuke of abortion before the UN and WHO. President Trump's administration on Thursday participated in a virtual signing of Geneva Consensus Declaration, a non-binding international document which states there is no international right to abortion. In no case should abortion be promoted as the method of family planning. Secretary of Mike Pompeo and Secretary of Health and Human Services, the government of Brazil, Egypt, Hungary, Indonesia, and Uganda, The document was presented on the margins of the 2020 World Health Assembly, is the decision-making body of WHO. Declaration states 7 reaffirmations or emphasis with 7 conjoinment of all human rights without including abortion. That's the first thing I look for, and I'm going to give you the guide again, what each candidate stands toward the end. Rudy Giuliani says the Newsmax, Joe Biden got 50% of bribe money. In fact, Joey came out today, says the smartest person that he knows is Hunter Biden. Now, you should love your sons, obviously, unconditionally, but I think what he's doing, he's defunctional in aiding his son. His son is a drug addict. He's a pervert, underage. He should be investigated. If those charges proven, his son definitely should be put in jail. Joey probably, if the evidence comes out, probably should be in jail also. And he should get treatment. But unfortunately, when you go to jail and you're a pedophile, and that can be proven, your longevity usually is not good in jail. So why would he say he's the smartest person? I guess the apple doesn't fall from the limb too far, because Joey is a very sleepy, creepy individual himself. If you don't believe me, just search some of the things he's said, and you can see the videotapes about him talking about certain things and touching people inappropriate and so forth. Now, Jim Richards, I talked about this last week, says the most important election of our lifetime. We say this all the time. But it is. It's not a cliche. And I'm not going to go through as many, many pages. He says the future under a Trump second term will look at why the 2020 election will be highly disputed in a section called Overtime Below. What's the basis for saying it? It will be also a historic turning point election. There is no doubt that Trump and Biden would lead America in almost opposite, you hear this folks, opposite directions, with profound consequences for the future of the country and for future election. If Trump wins, you'll get more of the same, which is saying a lot. Trump offers more tax cuts, or will at least preserve tax cuts we receive. He offers less regulation, a major accomplishment of his first term. Trump will continue the trade war with China and expand it in ways that will move jobs back to the United States, or at least get them out of China into a friendlier country such as Vietnam and India. He will also curtail Chinese theft of the U.S. intellectual properties and cut off the Chinese tech investments in the U.S. Trump also stop foreign installation of sensitive 5G telecommunication systems from Hawaii, ZTE, which are hidden arms of the Chinese military. And of course, if Joey gets in there, they'll use his son with all those pictures they have. So Trump is building alliances to constrain Chinese expansion efforts. His main breakthrough is Quad Alliance of the U.S., Japan, Australia, and India that effectively surrounds and can interdict China's sea lanes to the Pacific and Indian Oceans. Trump has also made great strides toward Middle East. They don't even talk about that, with peace with the first two Israel-Arab peace treaties in 25 years. For 100 years, America gets a president who shakes the establishment and cleans out Washington's sewers. In the 1800s, it was Andrew Jackson. In the 1900s, it was Teddy Roosevelt. In 2000s, it's Donald Trump. With 4 more years, Trump can accomplish his goals and perhaps be ranked among the 10 best presidents of all time. On the other hand, the frightening scenario under Biden administration, Biden is another matter entirely. First of all, Biden is running for president in name only. He has never been that bright. If you saw the first debate, when he used smart, and Donald says, don't use that word on me, he has accomplished, says Joey Biden, little in his almost 50 years, 47 years in public service. He is physically frail and clearly suffering acute cognitive decline. If Joe Biden wins, he will be 78 years old when sworn in 82 years old at the end of his first term. Both marks are the oldest in U.S. history for a president. Some individuals are still sharp in their late 70s. Biden, of course, is not one of them. He never has been sharp. The result is that Biden will never be a president de facto. If elected, steps will be taken almost immediately to remove him from office on grounds of mental incapacity under the 25th Amendment. Nancy Pelosi recently proposed legislation to set up a commission to do just that as prescribed by the U.S. Constitution. The issue for Biden voters is who will be the real president in a Biden administration. There are three camps contending for power. The first camp is Biden family, led by Biden's wife, Dr. Jill Biden. Biden, she's by his side all the time. His son, unless he's in jail, Hunter Biden. And Joe Biden's brother, Jim Biden, and Frank Biden. Their individuals have been enriched through association with Joe Biden by using or selling access to Biden's power to win lucrative investment management roles, consulting engagements, construction contracts, and other remunerative pursuits. The Biden family will want to keep Joe in power, with Jill Biden pulling the strings. The second camp is led by Kamala Harris, you know, Madam Kamala Harris, the one who advocates prostitution, and those who control her, including Obama crew and the resistance. If Biden is removed under the 25th Amendment, Harris becomes acting president. The third camp is led by the extreme left of the party, including Bernie Sanders, the prophet known as AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and the squad, Elizabeth Warren, who wants to be Secretary of Treasury, and radical organizations such as Black Lives Matter. This group was already embedded in the Biden camp as part of a deal whereby Bernie Sanders agreed to end his primary campaign, endorsed Joe Biden, in exchange for Biden adopting most of Sanders' platform. So let me go a lot more. If you like any reports, just give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. So again, some of the highlights: should abortion be prohibited from the moment of conception except to save the life of another? Joseph Biden says no. Donald J. Trump says yes. Should Congress make permanent the middle class tax relief provision of Tax Cuts and Jobs Act? Joey said no. Donald said yes. Should Congress enact the Green New Deal, which includes measures to prohibit America from using coal and other fossil fuels for energy and efforts to decrease the nation's carbon emissions? He says yes. Joey says yes. Donald says no. And the last thing is, he says he doesn't want to shut the economy down. Joey, this is. He wants to curtail the virus. So he has a plan, because apparently he must be like the prophet. He's God, or like Quack Fauci, and he's going to be able to curtail, box up the virus, and stop it in its track. So these aren't reasons, by the way. No one calls them on the carpet of that at all. So remember this, dear Lord. You want to pray, dear Lord, your will be done. But he expects us to do our part. If we are people who are called by his name, will humble themselves and pray and seek his faith, we will hear from heaven. And guess what? He will forgive us. But if we don't, we're heading toward Sodom and Gomorrah. But God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He foreknows. He knows the outcome. But we need to do our part. Are you willing to do your part? If you're a believer, I just gave you a few of the reasons. I went over them in detail last week. So you're going to die. I'm going to die. Where are you going to spend eternity? It's either heaven or hell. You won't get there because you're a good old gal or boy. I do another radio show on Sunday morning called One Way Radio Network. Only one way to heaven. Hebrews 9:27, man's appointed once to die, then comes a judgment. It's not like taking a vacation. You won't go the next year. We're talking about forever and ever and ever. The secret spent in eternity in heaven, As James 4:10 says, you must humble yourself before and learn to lift you up. Ask for forgiveness and do what? Accept Jesus Christ as the God. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Very important lection, Lord. Very important lection. So do your part. Share this information. I should have shared some of this. Some people I talked to, they didn't know a lot of this stuff. So I fell short too. We need to do our part. But most importantly, turn, if you're a believer, turn to the Lord, seek his guidance, his wisdom, and share the news. But I believe the next president of the United States will be reelected, and that is Donald J. Trump. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and to support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge you, please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing factor, a piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that fact or piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That was to make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leaveatlegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leaveatlegacy.com to learn more. That's leaveatlegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.